podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
You know, when I travel, I like to stay in a bed and breakbast quite frequently. It's fun. I don't know if you guys have ever done that. It doesn't seem like your style, Jeremy.
Oh, I did many times growing up.
Did
mostly
you?
At Civil War battlefields, actually. No joke. We stayed in old, like, Civil War houses and stuff.
Kidding.
It was quite an experience. Pretty cool, actually.
I'll be darned. Yeah. I always wondered if it's something that I could do. If I could be an innkeeper like that with some rooms and, you know, to be the guy who puts around in the morning and makes breakfast.
Little
for
apron on.
Yeah. I don't know, there's something about it that's kind of appealing. But look, for those of you who have done this before, you know somebody, I realize it's really hard work. Those are long hours.
Yeah.
And it's tough work. But there's just something kind of charming about it. So this caught my eye. There's this lady who owns an inn up in New England. It's about 3 hours north of Boston. And she's been running it for 22 years, and she's ready to sell it. The way she got this in is by winning an essay contest. She had to write an essay about why she wanted to run and own a country inn. So now 22 years later, she's like, I'm worn out. I'm going to do the same contest. So if you write an essay and send her a check for $125... you're in the running, and she will pick a winner.
You do it, man.
This thing is worth just under $1 million.
Holy Christ.
She's crazy. I'd sell it.
No, but here's the thing. She expects to get 7,500 entries. And if you do the math, times 125, that works out to over $900,000.
Okay.
So she's
there
okay.
You go.
She's going to make her close to $1 million on it, but somebody will win this thing for an essay and $125.
Essay. Why that wouldn't you do it?
I think I
you
might.
Should.
I'm tempted. You know, it's in southwestern Maine. I was born
beautiful.
In Maine.
Sure. Yeah. You go home to the motherland.
I've never been back to Maine since the day I was born.
It's time.
This might be calling me.
Yeah. I love that you didn't do the running to be the first human to, like, live on Mars, but to run
some scrambled
a little bed
eggs.
And breakfast.
I might post this on our Facebook page for others who think it's kind of interesting, too.
That's
so.
Competition
no,
for
yeah,
you,
it
Dom.
Is. Don't do
know.
That.
Oh, I can handle any competition. Anyway, that's kind of interesting stuff. When I was a kid, I was always the only Dominic in my school. There was never another Dominic in my school. I was the only one. I went to school with a bunch of Bobbies and Tommies and Johnnies and Rickies.
Didn't
and
you
stuff.
Like that, though? You were
I did.
You were unique.
I did. I mean, kids like to make fun of whatever they can, so they made fun of Dominic a lot. But still, the point is now, today, it's turning around, and a lot of kids are being born being named Dominic. But on the flip side, there are names that used to be extremely common. And now some people claim that they're going extinct. Emily found this story, and I thought this was kind of interesting.
Yeah, they did this entire study on the name Gary, right? Like our beloved Gary Busey, for example.
Uh-huh.
They said that in 2013, fewer than 450 boys in America were named Gary.
Hey, I'm Gary.
As opposed to like the 50s where 38,000 kids were named Gary.
Wow. My brother's name was Gary.
See, it's,
my father-in-law is Gary.
You don't hear about any, you know, I know not one Gary my age. I've never known a Gary.
A young Gary.
That wasn't a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's just one of the names where it's just the, you know, it's just the motion of the ocean. And, you know, we love the name Jaden and Aiden and Blablin.
Dylan and
Caden. So everything is going the way of the future. And Gary may become extinct.
Well, I don't know how bad. I feel about that.
I know. Let it sink in.
Because what else will rhyme with Larry and Mary?
And Harry.
Right.
Harry.
Because if you think, and again, we're thinking common names. These are not outlandish names. Somebody pointed out in this article that there was only one Gertrude born. Or something, but that's not a common name.
Poor her.
But yeah. But, but if you think of common names, some other ones like, well, I'll give you one. Back in the 70s and 80s, a ton of girls were born named Jennifer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today, there's very few Jennifers being born, I believe. I don't think that they...
Right. No little girl.
Right.
Jennifers.
The tide turns and suddenly names kind of go out of favor.
Yeah. Emily. I was the only Emily growing up. And now it's been in like the top 10 baby names for the past decade. And that kind of, you know, irks my
yeah,
chain.
I never ran into too many Emilys as I was a kid, except for one. I remember I had a crush in fifth grade on Emily Hummer.
Oh, she sounds hot.
Yes, I know her.
The unfortunately named Emily Hummer.
So I don't I feel
I'm not
that,
making that up. I'm not making that up.
I feel like the government should give, you know, kind of tax credits to people that will name their babies Gary. Like, in, right. in this day and age, it doesn't have to be a man. We like Jeremy, you got a little girl coming on the way.
Garissa.
I think you should name your little girl Gary Busey Paget.
No, I don't think so. I don't like it at all.
I think that's it's original, you know, it's quirky.
Yeah, but there were other names that when I was young, nobody named their kids Emma or Ella. Those were considered old fashioned
right.
classic.
But Ella and Ella now
from like a century ago.
They're the Jessicas and Jennifers of today.
Right, right. So now it's come around and there are a ton of Emmas and Ellas and things like that. And I'm wondering if Gary and Larry and
Mo and Curly,
you know, and Jennifer, you know, if the Karen, and when's the last time you saw somebody have a little baby and they say, we're going to name our baby Brenda.
This is Brenda.
So 50 years ago, Brenda was an extremely common name. Is there a Brenda who's born today?
Nope.
Never
you don't know
one.
Any.
Nope. Mm-mm. They say, so the name Harry is getting popular again because of the royals, right? Mm-hmm. So how about, you know, Kate Middleton, she's got a bun in the oven. She's about to pop soon. How about a little Prince Gary? Harry and Gary, that's adorable.
We're going to name our little girl Stegosaurus, I think. We're going to bring that one back. No?
Just something to think about.
What?
Triceratops.
That's not even what
extinct.
We're talking about.
Extinct. Extinct.
You're pulling an Emily on us now.
Damn it.
This is really bad. Do I do this?
Yeah, that's usually you.
God,
it's like
sorry.
Looking in a mirror.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.